FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get three free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.
Welcome. You are listening to the Financial Survival Network. I'm Kerry Lutz, and well, it's February 4th, 2020. You know that we've been following the emerging bull market in precious metals. So far, it's just gold. You're seeing the stocks start to take off. The majors have definitely had moves. Silver hasn't confirmed the rally yet, but we are in the midst of the Q4, Q1 annual run-up in metals prices. So we've still got, till PDAC, we still got close to another month to go before this rally, historic rally, runs its course, according to the statistics, which happens virtually every year. And, you know, we've been bringing you our sponsors' stories for quite a while now. We're talking again with Ed Carr. Ed, you're president, CEO, director of U.S. Gold Corp. You can find U.S. Gold Corp at usgoldcorp.gold, and the stock symbol is USAU. Unlike most of the mining shares, it's traded on the NASDAQ, and you can find it right there. Just type in the ticker symbol USAU. So, Ed, when we last spoke, I think it was right around when you were doing the annual drill program, you know, in the summer, and things were looking up. You found some gold there.
Yeah, we did, Kerry. We found some gold at Keystone. It was an exciting time for us. So we completed our 2019 exploration program at Keystone, and we put out the news release on that. Our key 1905 RC hole that we drilled into this new target area called Nina Skarn, that was an exciting hole for us. And we actually, Kerry, drilled more gold in that one hole than we've drilled in all the other holes combined so far on the Keystone Exploration Project. And we really believe that we're close to something. The grades didn't come back with what we would really classify as a world-class, you know, discovery hole, but we think we're close. We're probably right on the edge, right on the halo of something very, very significant. And that's what we've been doing for the last couple of months, even now. During this winter time period, we actually go through all of our exploration information, and we're now designing the 2020 follow-up programs that will go out and try and come with that world-class discovery.
And so that was the first time you really found gold. And we know, like, I've been up there. We went on every little goat path and back road there. Some of them were quite scary, but magnificent vistas. But when you look all around, all you see is Newmont and Barrick's joint venture mines all over the place. We watch them blasting. We watch the operations quite extensive, and they're constantly looking to fill these things in. And next to you was Gold Standard Ventures, where they had a strike. So it seems like it's an inevitability here, doesn't it?
Well, I tell you, Kerry, it's a great neighborhood. And gold exploration is just like New York City. Real estate's all about location, location, location. So Park Avenue's worth a lot more than a field in Iowa. So where we are on the Cortez Trend, just about 10 miles south of, you know, Barrick's Cortez Hills complex, now in the big joint venture that you could look right out when you were there and see, we believe we're on the right trend. We've got the incredible geological conditions. You know, all the signs are showing us that the Keystone Exploration Project shares all those similarities. And these world-class discoveries, these world-class deposits, they tend to be pretty narrow, pretty compact. So you saw it when you were out there, Kerry. I mean, Keystone's a big piece of ground. It's 20 square miles. We've got to be very precise with our drilling to hit one of those world-class deposits. And we believe we're close. With that Nina Skarn hole that we drilled last year, now all we have to do is vector in, and we might only be a couple hundred yards away from a world-class discovery.
Yeah, and that's the thing. It's really gives you a starting point, because literally it is a needle in a haystack that your claim there is the size of Manhattan. When you get down to it, about the same size. And, you know, while they might have hit other types of gold in Manhattan, they haven't found any of the shiny stuff. And it's just basically honing in on the right locale. And now you've got a place to actually work with. So that's a good thing. And then we should be remiss if we didn't mention Maggie Creek, which is like on the other side of Barrick and Newmont's existing projects. And, you know, it's just, like you said, being in the best neighborhood.
Yeah, that's exactly it. Maggie Creek's on another world-famous gold trend called the Carlin Trend. And literally, those claims in that project is right next door to Newmont's massive gold quarry mine. So all of our internal team, our outside consultants that we've used extensively to analyze the potential, we all believe that that mineralization, those trends from that gold quarry mine, potentially extend right onto our Maggie Creek claims. So we're doing a lot of work. You know, we do geophysics, we plan to do soil samples, we're looking at all the historical drill data, coming up with new geological models, and we actually have definitive exploration drill targets now laid out. And as soon as we can in 2020, we're going to be out there drilling, and we really, really hope we can prove up a world-class discovery.
Yeah, and I recently was up at VREC, you know, the Vancouver Resource Investor Conference, and had the pleasure of sitting right next to your geologist, Ken Coleman, and, you know, he was still super excited. I mean, he just waxed on and on about the project and what he sees happening there, and it was quite encouraging.
Yeah, it really is, Kerry, and, you know, this is an industry. And gold exploration is a process. So it takes time. And I know all of our investors and shareholders, including myself, you know, we'd love to go out with one drill hole and drill into the big world-class deposit. It hit X marks the spot on the treasure map. But it takes time. And we're very methodical. We've been very judicious with our treasury and our budgets. We're not just turning that Keystone or Maggie Creek countryside into Swiss cheese. You know, these drill holes are expensive. They're very precise. And we are doing everything within our power to come for one of these discoveries. Being in North Central Nevada on these world famous gold trends, we do know with the neighborhood that you pointed out, Kerry, if we are successful in proving up a discovery, there is going to be tremendous interest in U.S. Gold Corp. And we will create, we believe, tremendous shareholder value.
Yep. And hey, I'm a shareholder too, as well as working with you. So my hat's off to you. Persistence, that's the key. And so one other project and what's going on there?
Yeah, we should talk a little as well about Copper King. So that's in Wyoming, our advanced stage project, because we know we have the deposit there. There's about 1.8 million gold equivalent ounces at Copper King, located just outside of Cheyenne, very accessible, great deposit, comes right up to surface. It's a gold copper project. So we are looking right now at moving that from our current preliminary economic assessment, the PEA level, to a pre-feasibility study. We have a proposal from some of the leading consultants out there. This will be a very robust PFS. So a lot of metallurgy, a lot of mine engineering, and looking what the production profile will be. And we think by the time this year in 2020, we complete this pre-feasibility study, we'll really be in a position to file our mine plan permit and get Copper King permitted towards production.
Okay. And you know, your updated PEA study used a base price of $1,275 gold. And 280 copper. Copper has come down a little bit in the last few weeks, but gold is up over 1,500. And you were figuring an IRR of 33.1% back then, and a net present value of about almost $180 million. What do the higher gold prices do to those numbers?
Well, it'll definitely increase it, Kerry. You know, so I don't know how much higher, but it'll definitely be higher. And we also have economic grade silver within the Copper King deposit that has never been credited in the economics. So we really believe between the higher commodity price in gold, the potential silver credits, and the expanding of the deposit through our last 2 years of exploration drilling, you know, our net present value today should be well north of $200 million on that project.
Wow. So it's gone up substantially. And as the NPV goes up, risk goes down. And, you know, we'd be remiss if we didn't mention U.S. Gold Corp's tight capital structure. Unlike so many of your peers, well, for one, you're listed on the NASDAQ, so there's a liquidity factor there. But number two, when you look at the number of shares you got out, like, you know, I've seen companies out there, Ed, with 500 million shares out there. No kidding. And with not nearly the prospects of U.S. Gold Corp, you've got 20 some odd million out at this point.
Yeah, that's right. We have just over 24 million shares of common. Very tight share structure, Kerry, as you pointed out. A lot of these Canadian companies, our competitors, have 200-400 million. The other thing, too, to note, Kerry, is that of those 24 million shares of common, management, insiders, and a couple very close, friendly shareholders, we control about 30% of the company. So we've got a lot of our own money. We're significant equity investors in this, including myself. And so the actual free float is a lot less than those 24 million shares.
Absolutely. And can't really emphasize enough that NASDAQ listing, right? How important that is.
It is. It brings us a lot of eyeballs. We're very confident that at some point this junior exploration market is really going to take off. And being on the NASDAQ, that gives us a lot of credibility, a lot of value, both for just liquidity, capital raising, being on one of these major exchanges. So we're real proud of our NASDAQ listing.
Yeah, and that's a major coup because it's not easy for mining companies to get listed on the actual NASDAQ itself rather than the OTC or the pink sheets, which, you know, we could debate that all day. But really, right. You're there. And the other thing, now, one thing I realized, especially going out to the mine, but watching the industry, the current administration's policies towards mining in continental United States, including Alaska, because there's huge projects going on there, has really been underappreciated by this market. There is tremendous, I don't want to say pressure, but encouragement from the administration to develop natural resources. And we see this in the rapid way that permits are being issued now. We had one company we talked with, they got their drill permit in 9 months. And in fact, they were sued because the environmental organization said it was too fast. You should have considered all this other stuff. You know, I mean, that's the way the administration is moving these projects now.
Yeah, it really is, Kerry. And it's very welcoming and refreshing for the entire industry. You know, certainly some challenges, environmental and regulatory under the Obama administration. You know, the Trump administration really wants to make America great again, have reliance back on whether it's, you know, natural resources, oil and gas, the mining industry, and move these projects forward. And one of our board members, Secretary Ryan Zinke, you know, he was the former Secretary of the Interior under the Trump administration. He did a lot himself to try and speedline these regulatory processes. He's been a super, super help and support for us, specifically helping us with Copper King in Wyoming. That's on all state of Wyoming grounds, so we don't have to deal with the federal government. We just deal with the state regulatory agencies in Cheyenne. But Secretary Zinke, he's a geologist himself, and he knows the permitting process really, really well. So it's been very smooth line, and we hope the whole industry, you know, continues to go this way in the future.
Yeah, and no doubt it's going to. And we won't talk about the election. This is a family show. We only talk about appropriate topics, but in all likelihood, it's going to continue for at least another 4 years. And every community where there's a major project underway almost uniformly are supporting these projects. And before, we had the government really hindering them. But now we've got community support because the mining industry's evolved so much. and best practices, and also the remediation, mine restoration plans mm-hmm. that are in effect. It's a totally different industry. If somebody asked me, I was talking about a mine, and they said, well, what about the environmental damages from it? And I said, you really don't know what's going on in the mining industry anymore, because we're so far from that. It's a different industry than it was 20 years ago.
Yeah, it really is, Kerry. And, you know, mining jobs pay on average very well, way above minimum wage and the national average. There's a lot of technical competency. There's a tremendous amount of technology in the mining industry these days. In fact, Barrick Gold came out with a presentation recently trying to promote themselves as a technology company that moves dirt rather than a mining company. And it really is the case. And when you look around at everything that we have and do, you know, whether it's your iPhone in your pocket or a plane that you fly on, the new Tesla, you want to be green that you go drive, all of these batteries and cars and the industrial world needs metals. So we need mining. And to have, you know, deposits and mines in the United States of America, where we are not reliant upon foreign countries, that just makes a lot of sense to me. You look even at our little Copper King project, Kerry, in Wyoming, that'll probably create 200 direct mining jobs right at the project level. And then you'll have anywhere from a 6 to 10 to 1 multiple for the local economy. So you could be talking, you know, 1,500 to 2,000 jobs in the greater Cheyenne area supported by a project like that. That's a nice economic shot in the arm, you know, a good incentive for a 15 to 20 year life of mine. So these are really, really good projects, good jobs. Of course, all the environmental regulations and processes need to be followed, and they are. The industry's evolved tremendously, but this is a fantastic industry. You know, it really is, and helps the United States itself to have a lot of domestic support to fuel all of that future growth that the country needs.
Yeah, so true. And hey, you're out there doing it. So obviously you're going to have, you know, this is a capital intensive industry, and the challenge is always there to be raising more capital, right?
Yeah, it is, especially on the exploration side, which we are right now at US Gold Corp. We're not yet in production, so we don't have any revenues or cash flow. We go from financing to financing. And the value proposition for all your listeners out there is that we can make major discoveries on our Nevada exploration projects, and we can advance our Wyoming Copper King project towards production. So we are constantly looking to raise money. We've been very successful in raising good money from good investors on good terms. We have no debt in the company so far, Kerry. And that's very important for a junior explorer. Since you don't have revenues, you don't want debt. We have funded the company entirely out of equity. We do have an analyst at H.C. Wainwright, Heiko Ihle. He covers us, and he has a $2.70 price target on us. So, you know, that's about 400% upside appreciation from where our stock price is right here today. So there's a lot of good upside for astute investors out there.
Yeah, for sure. And you're out there doing it. You're not just talking about it. You know, when it warms up again, after the winter is over, and the winters are pretty cold up there, I got to tell you, because we were there in early winter and I froze my butt off. But the fact is that, once the weather gets better and it's time, it's drilling season again, you're going to be out there. And like you said, in Keystone, you know where to look, and so much of mining is just knowing the right place to put the drill.
Yep, that's exactly it. That's exactly it. When the drills turn, you know, that's when you can hit the big discovery and the shareholder value is created. So I would highly encourage all of your listeners, Kerry, to go to our website, www.usgoldcorp.gold, sign up for the news releases. We'll be putting out press releases in the next couple of weeks and months, talking about our 2020 exploration programs for Keystone, for Maggie Creek, for Copper King. And then we're going to be out there drilling and developing this summer. So continue to watch the company. I think we're in early stages of a potential very big bull market coming up for gold, the entire natural resource sector. And it's a great time to be looking at the junior exploration companies.
All right. I couldn't agree with you more. And therefore, I suggest all of you go over to usgoldcorp.gold, ticker symbol USAU on the NASDAQ, trading right at 80 cents a share US right now. It's just well situated because, as we were talking about pre-call, Ed, it's not a question of if all of this is going to come to fruition and we're going to see higher metal prices, way higher, and the juniors participating. It's just a question of when, and when is definitely, at least in my opinion and yours, getting much, much closer.
Yeah, absolutely. I couldn't agree more.
Hey, any questions or comments, guys, email me, kl@carrylutz.com. Like I said, we represent U.S. Gold Corp., and I own shares in it. That's how much I believe in it and how much I believe in Ed and the management team, the exploration team led by Ken Coleman, just a great company. And I see a very rosy future for you, Ed, and for shareholders lucky enough to get in when the opportunity was there and most people didn't take it. Ed, best of luck. We'll talk to you again real soon.
Gary, thanks so much. Really appreciate all the interest and look forward to coming back.
FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get three free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.